Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day, especially this week as we celebrate our anniversary, our 13th anniversary of the show and the 11th anniversary of the of our newsletter. I'm very excited to have one of the great members of our Brain Trust. And as you know, folks, this week, almost everyone on the show is an original founding member of the Brain Trust, going back to either 97 or 98 when we first the first year we started. And Gary Moore fits that group perfectly. He's been with us for over 12 years now. He is he's the author of a number of books, including Faithful Finances 101, if I remember correctly. I don't have it in front of me because I'm on the road, but a number of books. He is a former investment advisor on Wall Street. Now he advises people on how to do ethical investing. And he's our good friend, Gary Moore. Welcome back to the show.
15 years, huh, Jim?
13 years.
13 years. I've got to get a life. It's just, I can't believe you and I have been doing this for 13 years.
Well, we've been doing it for over 12 years.
That's great.
Yeah, you joined me in July. You joined me in July of I'm sorry, in October of 98. So just a little over 12 years you and I have been. And I want you to know that we appreciate your steadfast support of all the things that we do. I know you're a huge supporter of small businesses, and we thank you for your service.
Well, Jim, it's always a pleasure to be with you. I just want to know how you got older and I didn't, though.
There's nothing fair about that, Gary. I can tell you that right now.
Hey,
Gary, one of the things that people are concerned about these days, we saw this in the election, the results of the election. People are concerned about the money the government is spending. We've got the canaries in the mine shaft. You know, the cautionary tale is already looking us in the face in the form of Greece, in the form of maybe Ireland, probably Portugal, et cetera, et cetera. We got California about to fall off the financial continent, New York right after them, et cetera, et cetera. People are worried about the debt that the government is running up, and they're wondering how this is going to impact their lives, their retirement, their investments. What do you think?
Well, I think it's we're going in the wrong direction, Jim, but I'm afraid that there's been some exaggeration in the political process, which, of course, is part of the political game. You don't wait until there's a crisis. You hopefully start yelling at people and warning them beforehand to avoid the crisis. But sometimes people don't understand that, for example, Social Security, we've heard for years that it would be broke and so on. You know, it's turning out it's going to take relatively minor tweaks in that system many years down the road to keep it solvent. And that's what tends to happen as you pass. You know, our mentor, Sir John Templeton, used to always say, you know, if people worry about 10 things, 9 of them probably won't occur. And it's usually the one thing that you don't worry about that does end up biting you. A good example of that, remember how we worried about the federal debt all during the 90s, but it was actually the leverage on Wall Street that prompted the Great Recession,
right,
if you will.
That's exactly right. Well, I remember you and I talking about the federal debt back, the national debt, back 6 or 7 years ago, and when it was $5 trillion, and you said, don't worry about it. Well, now it's about 13. Now it's about 13 trillion. Gary, are you still saying don't worry about it?
Well, at current levels, yes, Jim. I'd say don't worry about it. Now, if this continues, remember what makes the federal debt go up? It's usually two things called guns and butter. And right now, we've got a couple wars going. You know, we're spending 2/3, even adjusted for inflation, Jim. 2/3 on Afghanistan and Iraq that we spent at the peak in World War II. We don't have nearly the troops over there, but when you do million-dollar drones and send them up to, you know, to do what an artillery piece used to do, that's very expensive, Jim. And it's a costly war. And then when you add in the butter that all the retirees, baby boomers are going to want, then you've got an issue. And if we, one of the two or both, don't change and give a little bit, then yes, we're in trouble.
So what you're saying is that where we are at this moment is not something to be feared so much as where the trajectory of where we seem to be heading.
That's exactly right, Jim. And it's mostly over Medicare. It's health care. Now, let me tell you my concern.
Not even more so than Social Security. It's Medicare and Medicaid problems.
Yeah, the federal debt and Social Security are relatively minor at this point. It's Medicare. We know that's going to be a problem. But here's the difference, Jim, and I can't get my hands around it because I'm just not smart enough. But unlike cars and federal debt and borrowing and so on, we get our Medicare from Americans. And what that means is Washington may be spending oodles and oodles of money, but it's all going to go to American doctors, hospital companies, pharmaceutical companies, and so on. How's that going? It's obviously going to shift money from certain sectors to others, but I'm not sure that overall it's going to be that negative on the economy.
Well, one thing for sure, the medical industry is one of the most inefficient. I believe that, don't you?
Probably so. But maybe that's necessary, Jim. And I do a lot of nonprofit work, you know, and business worships efficiency. You have to remember that. But, you know, there's nothing efficient about, for example, religion. Jesus talked about taking seed and sowing some on rocks and some on fertile ground and so on.
Yeah.
It's hard to quantify nonprofit work like you do for-profit business.
I agree with that.
That's always a problem when business people join nonprofit boards.
So what's the answer?
I'm not sure there is any. The other problem is just health care is just doing so much for us, Jim. You know, they're going to be able to keep you and me alive forever with just...
That's kind of scary for a lot of folks. But So basically your message at this moment is you're not so worried about the debt. The big problem is Medicare, but you consider that to be an investment in America, the American economy. And is that basically it?
That's basically it, with the exception of this, Jim. We've heard an awful lot, for our audience in particular, we've heard an awful lot lately about how taxes are killing us, how regulation is killing us, and so on. I think we've become dispirited as business people, and you probably caught this yesterday.
Yep.
But in the Wall Street Journal, Jim, there was a full page.
Gary, hold on to that thought. We got to take a quick break. I'm going to let you continue that after these messages. And then I've got a question, a completely different investment question for Gary that I'm going to ask him about. And I talked about it yesterday to give you a little bit of a hint what I'm going to ask him about. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.